我们要想这个牧会工作，第一个就是要了解我们的角色。
In order to do this pastoral work, the first important thing is must understand the roles.
因为牧就是牧养神的羊。
To pastor is to say shepherd the sheep of God.
那我想用两部分跟大家来查考。
So I would like to categorize into two parts.
早上这一部分比较偏重灵修。
Morning session, we will focus more on the spirituality.
下午那一部分比较偏重怎么做，还有一些组织。
And then in the afternoon, we'll spend more time on the administration side, the organization side.
首先，谁是牧人？
And so who is the shepherd?
下一个 PowerPoint.
Next PowerPoint.
谁是牧人？
Who is the shepherd?
第一个。
The first one.
我们有一个大牧人，就是主耶稣。
We have the great shepherd who is Lord Jesus himself.
当然他我们看不见，但是他亲自在牧养我们。
Though we do not see him visibly, but that he is the one shepherding us all.
所以圣经说，压伤的芦苇他不折断，江城的灯火他不吹灭。
So that's why the Bible said the bruised reed he will not break, smoking flax he will not quench.
有时候是真的有神在保守他。
And so indeed it is God himself who preserve us all.
第二个，谁是牧人？
Second, who is the shepherd?
就是教会的职务会。
And that is the church council.
这是负责在带领教会。
Who is responsible for guiding the church?
那教会是什么？
And so what is the church?
教会就是主耶稣宝血洁净的人。
And that church is the those who have been bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
所以负责教会就是负责这一群。神的保守所洁净的。
So responsible for the church, meaning those who are responsible for to watch over those who have been bought with His precious blood.
虽然教会职务会里面有在分工
，even though there are different departments within the church,
但是所有的圣工到最后归结就是只有两个圣工。
But then in the end, if you categorize, summarize all the works.It will be into two parts.
就是主耶稣托付的两个使命。
And that is in relation to Jesus' two great commissions.
第一个传福音。
And one is to preach.
第二个牧养主的
小羊。And the second is to shepherd his sheep.
所以教会职务会的每一个人都有责任做牧养的工作。
And so every council member in the church are responsible directly or indirectly for shepherd doing pastoral work.
因为这个教会职会整体是在负责带领我们的教会。
Because the church council is responsible for guiding the directions of the church.
那如果我们再看深入一点。
And so if we go into a little deeper.
职会里面有三个成员。
And that in the council member, there are three consists of three type of people.
第一个是被按立的长老执事。
And first is those who are ordained, such as the elders, the deacons.
第二个是总会所派的专职传道。
And the second is the USGA assigned pastors.
第三个是我们选出来神所托付的一些弟兄姐妹。
And then the third is the brothers and sisters who were elected through the congregation.
那这个职务会的角色是什么？
And so what is the angle of the council?
我们回到圣经来看。
We have to return back to the Bible.
我们教会按立长老执事，这不是一个头衔。
头衔。
头衔，一个 title。
The church ordained elders and deacons is not only that of a title.
这代表他们在教会的工作。
It resembles the work that they have in the church.
圣经讲得很清楚，长老的责任。就是做监督，还有做牧人。
And the Bible says the work of an elder is to work as an overseer.
还有做牧人。
And as a shepherd.
所以圣经说，人如果想羡慕做监督，这是羡，人如果想要做监督，这是羡慕善工的。
And so those who want to be an overseer, he must pursue after good works.
这个不是算骄傲。
This is not in terms of pride.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个条件很高。
Because the requirements are very high.
而且责任很重。
And the responsibility is heavy.
所以我们羡慕这个善工，就是我愿意来追求这个条件，来承担这个责任。
And so when we strive to be an overseer, that is to say that you want to carry upon this duty, this heavy responsibility.
那从圣经来看，执事的角色就是 协助并且与长老同工。
And the perspective, the roles of a deacon is to support and also work together with the elders.
那传道人主要的是传福音，还有训练教导。
And the purpose of the pastors is mainly to preach and also to guide and to teach.
所以在一个有长老执事的教会里面。
And so in the church, whereas there is both elders and deacons,
牧会的工作主要要有长老执事，还有里面的弟兄姐妹来负责。
And so mainly the pastoral works are carried by the elders, deacons, and brothers and sisters.
然后传道人负责宣道，还有教导。
And then the pastors are responsible for preaching and the training.
但是在一个没有长老执事的教会里面，
But in a church, whereas there are no elders or deacons,
当然传道者也要负责牧养的工作。
Then the pastor also are responsible for the pastoral work.
但是我们希望我们教会在整个牧养工作能够很快有长进，所以每一个教会都能够有合适的人的案例做长老执事。
But it is our hope that in the future that we have sufficient number of brothers and sisters qualified to serve more in the roles of the pastoral work as overseers, as deacons, elders.
教会职务会里面的弟兄姊妹就是一个圣工成传的一个预备的训练。
And the church council itself actually is a body in which it serves as an opportunity for continual training.
所以我们比较适合这弟兄姐妹应该就可以安立做执事。
So those who within the council who may be qualified are eligible to be ordained as deacons.
所以职务会这就是教会的牧人。
And so council members are indeed the shepherds of the church.
第三个就是有恩赐的信徒或者有托付使命感的信徒。
And the third type is the members who are entrusted with the responsibility.
第四个就是父母。
And the fourth is parents.
我们每一个父母在家庭就是我们做牧人。
Every parent within the family serve as the roles of a shepherd.
当然还有一点漏掉宗教教育系的教员。
And also one of the important ones I missed is RE, religious education teachers.
保罗说做师父有一万，做父亲的却不多。
Paul says that there are 1,000 instructors, but there are a few fathers.
我们在宗教教育系在教导我们的下一代。
In religious education, as we teach our next generation,
你在南加州教员可以找到上百个，但是能够当父母的却不多。就是教员信徒很多了，但是能够有父母的心呢，实在是。
That is to say, in Southern California, you can say there are many teachers or instructors, or RE teachers, but few really having the heart, teaching as the heart of a parent.
所以我们要努力，使我们教员不只是做老师，并且能够当父母。
And so we as teachers also need to pursue that we not only be that of a teacher, but having the heart of a parent.
所以我们先要定义到底谁是牧人。
And so let us further study what is it to be a shepherd.
然后了解我们的角色。
And to understand our roles.
那我们才能够进一步来谈到那牧人要怎么做。
And then we can go further to study how to become a good shepherd.
首先我们来谈到最下面这一点就是我们的困难。
And so let's first go to the last point, which is the difficulties.
我们现在地方教会的牧会有三个困难。
We realize that there are three difficulties in our area.
第一个是人力不够。
First is lack of manpower.
因为大部分人认为牧人就是指的传道人、长老、执事。
Because many people have this conception that pastoral work is that of the ordained ministers and pastors.
所以跟我没有关。
And therefore, I have no part in it.
所以实际上很积极在参与的人可能不是很多。
And so those who are really actively participating may not be that large in number.
但是如果大家有一个觉悟，我就是牧人。
But if everyone have this understanding and awakening that of this,
我愿意接受装备来做好这个工作。
That I am willing to be equipped to do this work.
这就是我们的牧会工作就会有进步。
And then you will see there's an increase in the effectiveness of our pastoral work.
第二点，
The second,
就是我们的装备不够。
Is that we are not fully equipped.
这个牧会工作是一种属灵的征战。
To do pastoral work is a spiritual battle in itself.
所以需要有属灵的装备。
And therefore, we must be spiritually equipped.
我们仔细看哦，传福音不需要条件。
If you look at it, to preach have no requirements.
每一个人都可以做。
Every single one are able to preach.
连初信的都可以做。
Even those who are newly baptized members can preach.
但是牧养要条件。
But pastoral work needs requirements.
不是每一个人要牧养一定要有装备。
Everyone who wants to participate in this pastoral work must be equipped.
不是每一个人能做。
Not, it is not that anyone can, or, can do it.
没有装备啊，我们去做了，有时候不但对信徒没有造就，而且带给信徒问题。
If we are not equipped, and in addition of not edifying the other brother and sister, but it may also bring about more problems.
那要什么装备？
And so what kind of things are we to be equipped?
我们等一下先来看我们的目标是什么，然后再来看我们的装备。
Later on, we will first study what is our goals and purpose before we talk about being equipped.
那第三点就是我们的投入不深。
And the third point is difficulty is that we are not deeply involved.
我们等一下二十分钟的时间讨论。
After this, we will have some time to discuss.
我们现在先想一下，我们对我们刚刚所提的，大家有什么感想，有什么问题可以提出来讨论。
And then after in your discussion, please meditate about what are some of the things you can about what you have experienced.
这个投入不深主要有两个原因。
Not to be not deeply involved mainly consists of two reasons.
第一个就是我们大家都很忙。
The first reason is every one of us is busy.
所以有时候看到弟兄姊妹在教会服事神，我们也真的很感动。
And so sometimes we see brother and sister laboring in the church, we are quite moved.
他有世界的工作。
They have work in the world.
诸位有自己的家庭。
And they have their own family to take care of.
有一个担子。
And then they have this burden and responsibility in the church.
所以礼拜一到礼拜五其实也相当辛苦。
And so Monday to Friday, it's already quite troublesome for them to work.
有时候我在领会看到 weekday 啊，有的信徒好像快打瞌睡，我真的是很感动。
And so on the weekdays when I attend services, sometimes I see the members dozing off, and I'm actually quite touched.
有的可能没有吃饭就来聚会。
Some of them haven't even eaten dinner, and they come straight from work to church.
确实是很有心的，但是啊，我们在世界上责任太重。
Indeed, they have the heart, but indeed their burden and their load in the world is too heavy.
那礼拜六一天都在教会。
And then Saturday, Sabbath day, all day in church.
那礼拜天如果要再投入，就连自己的时间、家庭都没有。
And then in Sunday, if they still need to participate in church work, then they have no time for themselves or to their family.
所以这是一个实际的困难，就是我们投入不深。
And so this is a realistic difficulty in that we are not deeply involved.
那要这个要怎么解决？
And how are we to go about this?
我想请大家用实际个人的经验大家来互相贡献。
And hopefully you can offer your realistic experiences of the past to discuss with one another.
第二点装备装备不足。
And so second point, to be not fully equipped.
那我们先来看最后一个PowerPoint, 我们牧会的目标是什么。
And so before we study that, we must understand what is our goal.
最后一个是我们先来看约翰福音第十章。
Last slide, let's go to John.
约翰福音第十章
John chapter 10
第十章的十一节
John chapter 10 verse 11
我是好牧人好牧人为羊舍命
I am the good shepherd The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep
再看第这十一节看第十节
Let's look at verse 10
盗贼来无非是要偷窃杀害毁坏我来的是要叫羊得生命并且得着更丰盛的生命
The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly
所以我们这个牧羊的工作 到最后一个目标就是要让他得更丰盛的生命。
And so the end result of all pastoral work is so that the other can have this more abundant life.
那这个更丰盛的生命就是属灵的生命。
And this more abundant life signifies and resembles that of our spiritual life.
那更丰盛的生命具体的表现就是跟主耶稣一样。
And so the manifestation of an abundant life is to be like that of Jesus Christ.
也就是主耶稣的品格生活人生目标能够在这个人的身上显露出来。
And that is to say that in this person you can see the characteristics, nature and the purpose of Jesus Christ.
所以我们这个牧羊目标要达到那个目标。
And so that is the goal in which we are to achieve in pastoral work.
所以我们就发现这个牧会工作是一种属灵的事情。
And that's why we say pastoral work is a spiritual work.
要达到属灵的目标。
We must achieve the spiritual level.
所以我们需要有属灵的装备。
And therefore, we must be spiritually equipped.
好，那装备到底是什么？
And so, to be equipped in what?
我想用三点跟大家来学习。
I would like to use three aspects.
在我们刚读的约翰福音十章的十一节。
As we have just read the Gospel of John chapter 10 verse 11.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
十二节。
12.
若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己，他常来了，才狼来了，羊他就撇下羊逃走了。
But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees.
这里说提到一个是雇工，一个是好牧人。
Here compares and contrasts a good shepherd with a hireling.
那这两个有什么差别？
And so what is the difference?
好牧人为羊舍命。
That the good shepherd would be willing to sacrifice his life to save his sheep.
因为他爱羊群。
Because he loved his sheep.
所以这是第一个装备。
And so this is the first equipment.
这也是最重要一个装备。
This is also the most important one.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们做的工作要得到神的同工。
Because the work in which we are to do must have the abidance of God.
我们的工作才会有果效。
Only then will our work be effective.
那神是什么？
And so what is God?
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以如果我们在做牧会的工作没有爱，
And so if we are participating in pastoral work and yet we do not have love,
就是没有神的同在。
And that is to say we do not have God with us.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
没有爱就是没有神。
Without love, there is no God.
那没有神的同在，我们在做这个工作就很难有果效。
And without the work and the abidance of God with us in doing this work, then our work would be in vain.
那为什么爱这么重要？
And why is it love is so important?
主的刚刚说，爱就是神的同在。
As we have said, love resembles the abidance of God.
一个非常重要，因为有爱才能牺牲。
It is because of love that they're willing to sacrifice.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's look into John.
二十一章。
Chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
John chapter 21.
第九节。
Verse 9.
对不起，十五节。
Verse 15.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，你知道，我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的小羊。”
15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord. You know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs."
主耶稣问彼得一个问题三次。
Jesus asked Simon Peter three same question three times.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
他回答都是。
And his response was yes and yes.
那耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
And then Jesus said, you must tend my sheep.
后来彼得真的为着神的工作牺牲了生命。
In the end, we see that Peter did sacrifice his life for the work of God.
我们在教会里面看到很多的人真的很感动啊。
And so in church, we also are quite moved by many workers.
非常的投入。
They are deeply involved.
牺牲很多,
and they sacrifice themselves. And they do this because you can see the love of God in them.
不然的话,
otherwise, how are they so involved?
因为大家都是义工,
because everyone is doing volunteer work except the full-time ministers. And why is it that they are able to be so deeply involved voluntarily? It's because of the love of God.
所以当神的爱在 感动我们,
and so when the love of God compels us, that the problems and difficulties faced by the members are my own personal problems. The pains of the members are my own pains. The blessings of the members are also my blessings. And so this is the experience out of love. And this is the first equipment.
第二个装备,
the second.
我们要带领信徒需要有神的话,
that in order to pastor the sheep, we must have with us the word of God.
所以诗篇23篇,
and that's why Psalms 23, it tells us,
他领我到可安歇的水边,
that he leads me beside still waters, he restores my makes me lie down in green pastures.
那个青草就是神的话,
that green pastures is the word of God.
那个安歇的水边就是圣灵,
and the still waters is resembles the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要把羊啊, 带到神的话, 圣灵里面,
and so we must bring the sheep of God to the green pastures and the still waters.
那我们要牧会工作就是要用神的话,
and so to utilize the word of God to guide these sheep.
圣经是教小孩子最好的一本书。
Bible is the best book in the world to teach your children. The Bible is also the best counseling book for marriage. And the Bible is the best book for counseling family. And so when we are guiding the sheep of God, we must use the words of God. And the third is to have the Spirit of God.
所以早早会我们用过一节, 好,
and so in the morning, we utilize this verse.
啊, 路加福音,
Luke.
的22章,
Luke chapter 22.
31节,
verse 31.
耶稣对西门说：“撒旦想要得着你们，要塞你们像塞麦子一样。”32节。我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失去信心。这个牧会工作是跟魔鬼在征战。This
pastoral work is our battle with Satan.
魔鬼用看不见很有力量的方法，要把我们的羊群吃掉。Satan
uses many invisible and powerful weapons to try to devour our believers.
怎么吃掉？
How does he devour them?
第一个,
first is the trend of the sinful world.
很容易犯罪,
today it's very easy to commit sin.
第二个,
and the second is the world's temptations. There are too many temptations in this world. There are too many good things in the world.
第三个,
and the third is the thoughts of the world.
外教会的思想, 其他宗教的思想, 世俗的思想,
secular thoughts, other religious thoughts.
那这个都是魔鬼在用的工具。
And all these are the things Satan used.
那这个主耶稣怎么去牧养彼得呢?
And so how did Jesus pastor Peter? He said, I pray for you.
这个祷告很有力量,
and so that's why his prayer is so powerful and that Peter was able to return afterwards.
所以牧养的三个装备,
and so the three equipment we must have in pastoral work.
第一个要被神的爱充满,
first, we must be filled by the love of God.
第二个要被神的话充满,
second, we must be filled by the word of God.
第三个要被神的灵充满,
and the third, we must be filled by the spirit of God.
如果这个三个都充满,
now, if you are filled with all these three,
就是神跟我们同在,
then God works with you.
我们的工作就会有果效,
then we will see the good results in our work.
所以这个牧养工作的基础是什么?
And so what is the fundamentals of this pastoral work? And that is to say that we have this relationship with God. If God fills within me,
与我们同在同工,
if God works with me, abides with me,
我们的工作就会有果效,
then we will see the result of our work. Let's look in the example of Jesus Christ. Luke, last chapter of Luke.
好,
Luke 24.
从十三节
from verse 13
一直到三十五节
to verse 35
这段圣经是在讲主耶稣怎么把两个门徒带回来。
Here it tells of how Jesus brought back two of his disciples.
这个就是牧养工作。
And this is actually pastoral work.
把他带回到耶路撒冷。
To bring them back to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷就是神的城，有圣殿在那里。
Jerusalem is the city of God. It has the holy temple of God.
离开耶路撒冷就是表示信仰软弱。
When they leave Jerusalem, it resembles that they are weak in their faith.
所以这个信徒信仰软弱的第一个表现就是他不想来教会。
And so the first symptoms that we see when the members weaken their faith is that they do not want to come to church anymore.
教会是神所充满的地方。
Church is the place in which filled by the grace of God.
他不想来，就是信仰开始在走下。
So if he does not want to come to church, that means it is a decline of their faith.
那主耶稣用三个装备来把他带回来。
And so Jesus here used three methods to bring them back.
第一个用神的爱。
First, he used the love of God.
怎么看得出来呢?
How do you tell?
主耶稣主动去亲近这三, 这两个人。
Jesus himself took the initiative to draw close to these two.
然后,主耶稣跟他一起走路。
Then Jesus walked alongside with them.
走了好几个钟头,走到以马忤斯,这很辛苦的。
That he walked a couple of hours with them to a place called Emmaus.
啊,为什么要主动?
Why does he need to take this initiative?
因为主耶稣爱他。
Because Jesus loved him.
It
is not to say to wait for them to come to him.
为什么跟他同行?
Why does he walk alongside with them?
同行才能够跟他谈论。
It is so that they have this opportunity to talk with them.
同行才能够有机会把他挽回来。
Walking alongside with them have this opportunity to turn them back.
所以今天我们大家都很忙。
And so today we have a busy schedule.
我们要做牧养工作，第一个就是有神的爱。
And so the first thing we need to have if we are to participate in this work is to have the love of God.
对信徒主动的去亲近他。
To take this initiative to draw ourselves closer to our to fellow brothers and sisters.
跟他互动。
And to have this interaction with them.
然后跟他同行。
To be involved with them and then to walk with them.
这是第一个。
This is the first.
第二个。
The second.
主耶稣跟他谈什么?
What did Jesus Christ talk to them about?
仔细看就是跟他谈圣经的话。
Let's talk about the words in the Bible.
那后来这个两个门徒回头的时候他怎么说呢?
And so when the two returned back to Jerusalem, what did they say?
三十二节。
Let's look into verse 32.
他跟我们讲解圣经的时候我们岂不是心里火热吗?
They said to one another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road?
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
And so the words of God is life, is the spirit.
主耶稣用神的话跟他谈话。
And so
火在烧。
Jesus used the words of God to speak with them to burn their hearts.
第三个。
The third.
主耶稣用神的灵开他的眼睛。
And then Jesus used the spirit of God to open their eyes.
忽然间他发现这个就是主耶稣。
All of a sudden they realized he who stands before them is Jesus Christ.
太感动了。
And they were moved, so they immediately returned back to Jerusalem. And so these are the three things we must equip ourselves in pastoral work.
主的爱,
the love of God.
主的话,
the words of God.
主的灵,
and the spirit of God.
如果有这个装备,
if we have all three,
我们的牧会工作会更加有果效,
then you will definitely see results in your labors.
我们还有18分钟,
we have 18 more minutes to discuss.
你有什么感想，有什么问题都可以提出来。
And you are free to bring up your experiences, any questions.
这个教会的辅导跟社会辅导不一样。
The counseling in the church and the counseling of the world is very different.
教会的辅导是生命的改变。
The counseling in the church is the change of a person's life.
这是社会辅导没有。
This is something that's not provided by society.
所以社会的辅导可以参考，但是不能够取代圣经的辅导。
And so the counseling and all that other things in the world, we can take it as a reference, but it is not the standard.
大家有什么问题？感想？
Any questions?
讨论？
Discussions?
还有一个语言的问题，可能在这个。
One of the problems we are facing currently in church is that there are the old, the middle age, and the younger group of workers. And there is this bridge, and how do we fill in that gap, especially, for instance, the realistic problems of language. For the younger, primary language is English, and for the middle age and older, probably that of Chinese. And probably because of language, there are a lot of misunderstandings.
最有力量的答案就是, 我们当中有哪个教会, 老中青没有问题的,
the best solution to this is any church here that have no problems from in this area. Please share.
没有问题啊,
I know that there are some churches that do not have this issue. Please speak up. I give you an example. One time I went to visit a country. And that country's council member told me how their church had grown.
那里的教会哦, 有从台湾去的, 有从, 马来西亚去, 有从印尼去的, 是 到处都有,
and that church consists of immigrants from Taiwan, from Singapore, from Malaysia.
他說, Bible study 都很困難,
he said Bible study was actually very difficult.
因為我們在講亞伯蘭獻獨生子, 有人就說不可能啦, 神怎麼會要人殺他兒子?
And as they were discussing, for example, story of Abraham sacrificing his son, and the people, some people say it's impossible. How can he offer up his only son?
有的宗教教育从小长大说这可能圣经写的一定是真的。
And then some of them with more root brought up in religious education said it is possible because the Bible tells us so.
就辩论起来了。
And so then they go into this argument.
那这个教会职务会开会, 常常没有办法结论。
And then in their council meetings, they many times have a hard time having meetings.
那后来他们就请连总派人去, 每一次去就是圣经讲习会。
And so they ask IA to help and to send workers. Every time they send workers is to talk about Bible seminar.
还有, 鼓励他们祷告。
And to encourage them to pray.
他告诉我一个例子。
And so he told me one specific example.
有一次家庭聚会,
one time in the family service,
有一个弟兄被安排第一次领会,
and there was a brother who was assigned to give a sermon for the first time in his life.
他是教务负责, 他看到, 诶, 怎么祷告这么久,
and then
还没有摇领,
he was the council member responsible that night for that service, and he realized his brother is praying so long, how come he hasn't rung the bell yet?
因为他第一次领会啊, 很紧张啊, 忘记摇领,
and so because It was his first time giving sermons, so he forgot to ring the bell at the end of prayer.
请问你的教会家庭聚会忘记摇铃会祷告多久?
So let me ask you this question. In your family services, to forget to ring bell, and how long would the prayer last?
我看很多家庭聚会两分钟你不要摇铃自动结束。
And I realize in family services, automatically, 2 minutes. No more than 2 minutes. The prayer will come to conclusion by itself. And that council member said that service is about 30 minutes of prayer. Family service able to pray for 30 minutes without stopping and without anyone ringing the bell.
这已经进到灵里面了.
And this has gone into the depth of the spirit.
如果我们进到灵里面, 祷告, 再进到神的话里面, 造就自己,
if we go into the depth of the Spirit in our prayer and also the depth of the words of God, then there would have no such problem and gap. This is the most basic solution. And there is one probably more practical.
泡茶, 聊天,
is to have sort of a tea fellowship, a coffee or tea, and get together and just chat.
青年喜欢打球，跟他们打球。
The youth like to play ball, so go play ball with them.
老人要关心，就跟他关心。
And the older people like to be more cared for, so you care for them more.
这样也有果效，但是没有办法解决心里面最根本的问题。
There may also it has some positive effects to this, but it may not be able to completely solve the inner death of the heart.
这是我的感想。
This is my perspective.
大家有没有什么意见？
Anyone else?
还有没有什么问题？
Or other questions?
还有十分钟。
10 more minutes.
哎呀，呀。
Pastor, when you say that we have to have the love of God, the word of God, and the spirits of God, my question is, don't we all have the love of God already?
哦，他刚刚说。我们是不是每个人都有神的爱？是不是这样？你在要问 question？
是自然而。
哦，自然就有神的爱。
自然就有神的爱。
哦。OK， 大家的答案是什么？大家都是教会负责人。他的问题就是说，我们要有神的爱吧？是不是？我们是不是自然就有神的爱
？He said about the love of God. Aren't we all naturally already have the love of God in us?
我想是不要我自己讲了，是大家来讲，不然没有人讲，我再讲啊。
And anyone else would like to first respond?
就是怎么被神的爱充满呢？对不对 ？Another question.
Another question of yours is how to be filled by the love of God?
No, my question is we already
have the love of God. 充满，我们已经充满神的爱。Are you sure?
It just says.
Okay, let me ask you a question. 圣经说爱如死之坚强，雅各书。
In the Bible, in the book of James, it says that
爱好像死一样强。
Love is as powerful as that of death.
所以主耶稣爱我们爱到死在十字架上。
And so Jesus loved us to the point that he willing to be crucified on the cross.
那现在问题自己回答了。
And so this question now we answer ourselves.
我们有没有办法今天爱主耶稣为他死
？Today, do we have that kind of love, the same way, to be willing to sacrifice, give up our life for Lord Jesus Christ?
如果有，就是被神的爱充满。
If you do have that, truly do have that, then you are filled with the love of God.
What's your answer?
What's your answer?
我看是还没有了。
My perspective is we haven't got there yet.
我们对神的爱，这个有一个程度了。
Our response to the love of God, there is this progression.
然后这个程度就是在我们牺牲当中表现出来。
And this is manifest. The love of God within us is manifested through our daily sacrifices.
爱神越深，你会牺牲越大。
The more you love God, the more you're willing to sacrifice yourself.
到最后就没有保留了，神要我什么我都给他。
And then to the end, that you won't hold anything back personally for yourself, but anything God asks of you, you will give.
但如果你觉得你已经被神的爱充满，感谢神。
But if you feel truly inside that you have been filled with the love of God, then thank God.
Yeah. Okay.
刚才碰到你说被神的爱感动，做圣工所以非常的投入。
对。
那我们先颠倒出来的话，如果做圣工非常投入，那不一定是被神爱的充满。
So, Pastor says that if you are compelled by the love of God, you will be deeply involved in God's work. But if you turn it around, can you also say you are deeply involved in the work, but you may not be filled by the love of God?
这是你的问题还是你的感想？
This is my own.
So,
This is actually my personal observation of this this statement. So there are maybe those who are very deeply involved or would like to be involved in holy work, but you can also observe that they are not truly doing it out of the full love of God. Maybe actually, to be more for personal aspirations or reasons. And so as a council member, if you observe this, what are you to do? Are you to approach them?
这个被神的爱充满，一定会很投入了。很投入不一定是因为神的爱。
So it is true. When one is filled by the love of God, one will be deeply involved in His work. But at the same time, one who is deeply involved in the work of God may not. You cannot safely all for sure say that he is moved by the love of God.
有一个教会不是我们真耶稣教会。
There is a church, not our True Jesus Church.
他们图书馆要设一个这个自动的仪器，你要借书就是刷一下就。
And there is this church that wants to do a library, a very high-tech library. You use a card to swipe, and then it will automatically give you the book. And so they selected this one brother. And so in front of the congregation, he praised this brother. And he said, this brother for sure can complete this task by next week.
那个弟兄想, 他已经把我名字拿出来, 说下礼拜就好, 又称赞我, 这个礼拜一定拼命把他赶起来。
And so this brother standing there thinking to himself, you've already exalted me to this before everyone else and give me a deadline by next week, so I definitely have to try my very best to get it done.
这不一定是神的爱。
But that doesn't mean that he's been compelled by the love of God to do it.
有一个弟兄教会很少来。
There is a brother who barely comes to church.
然后他退休以后，人把他挂一个狮子会的会长。
And then after his retirement, they say that he is the president or the chair of the Lions Club.
他非常的投入，因为有个会长的头衔。
And then he involved himself deeply in everything because he has within this title as the president of the Lions Club.
不一定是为了爱。
But it not may not be because of love.
所以。最值得神纪念的就是神的爱感动我们。
And so the best work that is produced is one that is produced by the love of God that compels us.
所以啊，我们在带领教会有各种不同的方式。
And so for us to guide the church, there are many different ways to go about it.
你也可以用世俗的方法来激励信徒做事情。
You can use sometimes the world methods to motivate some of the church believers to participate.
问题是我们要把带教会带往哪个方向？
But the problem now lies in which directions do you want to bring the church to?
还有四分钟。
Four more minutes.
你没有回答我问题，
Oh, you did not directly answer my question. How do you go about addressing this problem that I've just brought up?
我的建议就像主耶稣跟那个两个门徒跟他走到以马处时。
And my suggestion is just as the example I said about how Jesus draw himself close to those two disciples walking to Emmaus.
第一个不要马上责备他。
First of all, we are never to immediately confront them and to rebuke them.
第一个要先跟他做朋友。
And first, to draw them close, to understand them, to be their friends.
了解他。
To understand.
第二个要花时间跟他谈。
Second, to spend time to discuss with them.
用神的话。
Using the word of God.
慢慢导正他的观念。
And to slowly readjust their misconceptions,
第三个,
their concept.
跟他一起祷告。
And the third is that we must pray together with them.
他明白道理，神的爱充满，所以他很热心一样，但是他的动机会改变。
That they understand the word of God, they're moved by the Spirit, then slowly they will see the adjustment in their attitude and their motivation for doing holy work be corrected.
不要让信徒热心做圣工以为犯了罪，这样不好。嗯，不要让信徒啊热心做圣工。到最后觉得自己好像犯罪了。
Let us not give the believers the wrong, this bad concept that to be involved in church work and then actually feels like I'm sinning against God.
好，最后两分钟。
Two more minutes.
我常纳闷一个问题，就是说在教会里面有遇到一些就是说很热心圣工的人，那他也很有恩赐，就是说他带领很多的慕道者，可是他私底下的行为就是让人家看到他极度的自私，
What my observation is, sometimes we see brothers and sisters who are quite gifted in certain work. For example, evangelizing, they can bring a lot of people. But then as you draw understanding a little further or underneath the table, you realize they are quite selfish or very are not very good and actually do more, have some more problems. And so what are we to do?
Okay, 时间已经快到了, 简单回答啊。
I'll just simply answer.
第一个哦，每个人都有缺点。
First is that every one of us have our flaws.
没有一个人没有缺点。
Not one of us is perfect.
哦，所以我们看到一个很热心做圣工有缺点的，这个包括我们自己都是在里面。
And so, for those who are really doing the work of God, then yet to have flaws, actually, it refers to all of us.
啊，那第二个就是，我们要提醒我们自己啊。 像保罗说，我是恐惧战兢做神的工。
And then the second point, just like how Paul says that I serve God with a fearing, reverent heart.
做圣工不是得救的保证。
To do holy work is not a guarantee to us entering kingdom of God.
所以我的想法就是，当然有谁能够帮助他是最好，但是最好就是以那个弟兄的例子。 做我们自己的一个镜子，我们不必要重复。
And of course, we can also address this issue as how to get how to help this brother in this case, or the most importantly, for ourselves, how do we take away from this example so that we ourselves do not become like that?
真的有的信徒啊，真的很热心。
Indeed, there are many believers who are really zealous for the Lord. They bring so many true seekers. And then for that, we thank God.
Even
though their spirituality or their character is not very perfect, but they bring true seekers. Let's bow our hands and pray.
Amen.
Amen. Let's take a break.